Founded and directed by Paul Casey, O'Vale is one of Ireland's longest-running poetry nights. With over 50 events every year since 2007, O'Vale runs a poetry festival, workshops and competitions, as well as its famous poetry nights that take place in the heart of Cork every Monday night. Julian Clancy visited the Long Valley Pub in Cork to meet with the people who take part in these nights, including the poets themselves, both public and private.
I never heard the rules in the beginning, and I didn't know that it had to be a poem. Well, this is not. But I wrote the bloody thing, so you're going to listen to it.
My name's Paul Casey, and we're in the Hayloft part of the Long Valley Bar, upstairs. I'm the director of O'Vale, so nowadays it's really important to be making poetry as accessible as possible. Part of that is to have the invitation constant to whoever walks through the door, to let them know they can come in at any time, leave at any time, dip their toe in, plunge deep in. They'll be able to engage with poets at all levels, or just sit back and enjoy it.
I will it until I almost can, feel intrepid of falling into sky, a trepid sense of vertigo that I'm willing through the eye.
The brilliant thing about O'Vale is the three-part structure, which I haven't come across in any other poetry evening.
Okay, so we've got a pretty cool lineup. For anyone who doesn't know, we're going to start off with our five-word challenge. Anyone here not know what that is?
First part, the five-word challenge. Get the brain cells working. Audience yells out five words. You've got 10 or so minutes to write something.
And one more, that's four.
Deflation,
there we go.
There's then a break. Then there's the guest poet.
We had that conversation that one day, and I said, I don't think I'm going to be an actor. And Pop said, oh, thank God. I said, no, I'm a poet. He went, oh, Jesus! Like, no.
Then there's open mic.
It's the very first poem that I ever performed when I first started writing 6 years ago. And it's called Sexy at 60.
And then after open mic, we go over to Mames, drink, chat. And if the band's really good, I'll go and have a bop as well. And poetry followed by a bop is just brilliant. I mean, my perfect evening.
So my name is Michelle Delay. I come to O'Vale every Monday.
Why do you come to O'Vale?
Because there's nothing else like it in Cork. There's a big mixture of generations who say what they want to say, and it's great to hear it.
Frenetically flicking through everything he ever knew hip-hop to be, he had the opportunity to handcuff the key of her mind before returning it to her.
It gives people a ground to express themselves and to see what other people are thinking and going through as well. And it just brings everyone together really on a kind of human level, definitely. There's no ego involved in it. There's no judgment involved in it. It's very much an open mic, you know.
To rehearse what to say and maybe see her again the next day.
The open mic is very diverse every week. You often have 20-plus people on the open mic. So the spectrum is from debut collections all the way up to very experienced poets. And usually down at the sort of debut end, the audience reaction for them is really what gives them the confidence to go further, how to improve their work. They're getting the right kind of feedback. Everyone's not just clapping for the sake of clapping.
Does that mean we are connected? We do share one thing, though. And this cannot be questioned. We are both living. We are both breathing.
It's all about getting yourself out there. You know, as I remember some poet told me that, you know, if you want to be a poet, go to these workshops, go to these open mics and get your name out there, because that's the way to do it, you know?
Or you may conclude that I'm overthinking it, and this wasp is just an empty shell. Thank you.
My love, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be recorded in my pillow.
Brendan Constantine is a poet from Los Angeles. I was delighted to hear he was coming over with his father, Michael, and had asked for a reading. Of course, we were thrilled to be able to put him on.
As long as I've been reading poetry in L.A., which is coming on 20 years, two things seem to have been true. One, it's still largely marginalized. It isn't necessarily the first thing people think of to go out and experience each night. And at the same time, it seems to be something that people still cherish and still need, and wherever I go, I find that that's true, you know. And here I am in Cork, and I've, you know, discovered that, you know, this is not the only reading in Cork. The city is bustling with poets, and I find that amazing and restorative.
Knowing and understanding these rites as I sing them, are you willing to answer without a moon present? Put your hands in the air and walk toward me. Tell me what you know.
It's a place where I think everyone is welcome. It's not somewhere where people are judged or criticized for what they perform or what they say. This is one of the longest established poetry nights in Ireland, I would think. And it's always well attended.
And I'm me, or I'm your life. Please, just nightgown away. Thank you.
O'Vale's Poetry Nights take place every Monday from 9:30 in the Hayloft Bar above the Long Valley Pub in the heart of Cork City and are free to the public.